90.7 FM and 1450 AM is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Feral Gas, with great service and a reliable propane supply from passionate professional employee owners.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On Capitol Hill today, Special Counsel Robert Hur, who determined that no charges were warranted after classified documents were found at President Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home. In Washington, here's ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers.
During his interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur, President Biden repeatedly insisted he never intentionally kept classified material and that if he had found them, he would have returned them. He told the special counsel, quote, "I had no purpose for them, and I think it would be inappropriate for me to keep clearly classified documents." The president did, however, admit to keeping personal notes from his time as vice president, saying, quote, "They're my notes and they're my property." Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
An aid ship loaded with 200 tons of food headed for Gaza has set sail from Cyprus. World Food Kitchen gathered it. It's being transported by an aid group trying out the new opening of that sea corridor into Gaza. Three preschoolers and two adults all killed in a fiery crash in western Illinois after a semi collided with a school bus. This is ABC News. With his country whacked by gang violence, Haiti's prime minister is on his way out. Ariel Henry making it official this morning, saying he will resign once a transitional council is created. Dozens of people in Haiti have already been killed. Back to Earth for astronauts who have been whipping around the Earth for months. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
199 days after they lifted off.
Dragon splashdown.
Four crew members, one each from Japan, Denmark, Russia, and the United States, have dropped gently into the Gulf of Mexico to await the recovery boats. During 3,184 orbits and 84 million miles, the team, led by Marine Combat Helicopter pilot Jasmine Mogbelli, completed a long slate of experiments aboard the International Space Station.
Dragon SpaceX, on behalf of all of SpaceX, welcome home.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Most advanced self-driving systems on the road may not be making your car any safer. A new study from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety found no safety benefits from systems like Tesla's autopilot. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Feral Gas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, they're the dependable propane company that's been powering communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, it's no wonder why Feral Gas Richland leads the pack. Call 647-2164 today and experience the Feral Gas advantage.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Get ready for a musical extravaganza like never before. Richland County Performing Arts proudly presents Symphony on the Rocks, returning to the Richland Center City Auditorium March 23rd. Brace yourself for an electrifying evening featuring classic rock like you've never heard it before. Picture an incredible rock band fronting a symphony orchestra, creating a sonic experience you won't find anywhere else. Prepare for a great playlist of songs from Queen, Foreigner, Led Zeppelin, Styx, The Beatles, Journey, The Who, and many, many more. This monumental event takes place in the historic Richland Center City Auditorium starting at 7 o'clock. This is the largest show yet, promising an unforgettable night of music. Tickets are only $35 and available at Napa Auto Parts, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Ameriprise offices, or online at eventbrite.com. Search SOTR for Symphony on the Rocks. Don't miss this incredible night. Join them for an evening of symphony and rock, all for a good cause. Proceeds will contribute to the restoration work at the historic City Auditorium. Symphony on the Rocks, returning to Richland Center, March 23rd.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, unusual warmth continues across the region. Temperatures will still be soaring a good 30 degrees above normal here for today and just slightly cooler tomorrow. Record temperatures are expected yet today, so get out there and enjoy. We do have some wet weather on the way still late Wednesday night into Thursday as a fairly strong low pressure system developing toward Kansas slides up toward Illinois. Right now, it looks like we could see at least a half inch rain from that system, and maybe just enough cool air coming in Thursday night and a Friday morning to see some wet snow mix in as well. The better chance of an inch or two of snow accumulation appears to be over parts of central through northeast Wisconsin, but we'll certainly keep an eye on the situation. Otherwise, cooler temperatures building in for the weekend. Another cold front dropping in from Canada might bring us some scattered rain and snow showers late Saturday into Sunday. The cool weather will likely stick around into early next week. Here's that forecast for today, partly cloudy, record warmth likely with a high near 70. Southwest wind turning westerly 7 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 37. Tomorrow, the clouds increase, still unusually warm for mid-March with highs in the mid-60s. Wind out of the east-northeast between 5 and 10. Breezy tomorrow night with rain developing, low 39. Thursday, breezy and cooler with periods of rain. It could mix with a little snow late Thursday night. Your high temperature in the upper 40s. On Friday, a chance of light rain and snow through midday. Partial clearing late, low 33 with highs in the upper 40s. Saturday, partly sunny and breezy. 30% chance of some light rain showers late in the day. Low 31 with a high of 50. Scattered light snow showers Saturday night into Sunday, otherwise peaks of sun on Sunday, high of 40. Monday, mixed skies and cool, maybe a flurry, high 36. Have yourself a great morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. The current reading in WRCO country is 52 degrees. Also, yesterday's high was a record breaker as it hit 68 here at the studios. The record high, 74, 1990, the date for that one. So that's what we're looking at. We should come close today. 7 degrees below zero, the record low in 1948. A year ago, the high was 35 and the low 26. Sunset will occur at 4 minutes after 7 tonight. Sunrise time will be at 7:18 coming up for tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer is at 29.74, and that is steady. Right now in Richland Center, we are at our overnight low. It is 52.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Music.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look back at some notes from over the weekend in high school sports and local sports. And details on the Packers being the busiest NFL team in terms of cutting and adding. We'll have details in a moment.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. In local sports, from this past weekend in Virginia Beach, Virginia, a former Richland Center High School Hornet continues to have a strong collegiate career. Wes Keller placed third All-American in the Division III track and field competition indoors. His team, UW Eau Claire, was national runner-up in the event hosted by Norfolk State. Wes, a junior for the Blue Golds, jumped a height of 2.07 meters and tied two jumpers from UW Oshkosh. The top jumper was Christian Pfeiffer from Baldwin Wallace, completing a 2.10-meter jump. The WEAC teams swept the top four spots, with lacrosse winning the title. Eau Claire was second, Oshkosh third, and Whitewater was fourth. The Wisconsin lacrosse men's and Loras College women's indoor teams came out triumphant at the 2024 NCAA Division III Indoor Track and Field Championships. Both teams celebrated at the Virginia Beach Sports Center in Virginia Beach, Virginia, hosted by Norfolk State. Again, congratulations to Eau Claire junior jumper Wes Keller of Richland Center, who is third All-American this past weekend. The WIAA's 108th Boys Basketball State Championship Tournament will be held this weekend at the Kohl Center on the campus of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, with action to get underway on Thursday afternoon at 1:35, with Division III. Division IV will be played on Thursday evening. Looking back on the winter sports season, the Southwest Wisconsin Conference All-Conference Gymnastics teams have been announced. The top team was Dodgeville Mineral Point, Iowa Grant Highland, followed by the Southwestern Co-op, Platteville Belmont Lancaster, Prairie du Chien Fenimore, and River Valley Barneveld. Anya Sefrut of River Valley Barneveld was a first-team vaulter. She also made the first-team bars competition and on the beam as well. Anya Sefrut was a first-team member of the floor competition and the all-around as well. Dodgeville, Mineral Point, Iowa Grant, Highlands, Madeline Klein, and Brooklyn Murphy also dominated with first-team finishes in all of those events, including the all-around. From the world of sports in Richland Center from this past weekend, the league men's basketball championships were held. Round two in the championship game played on Sunday, March 10th. Stanek Construction took on the Termites and won by a score of 69-36. Stanek's were led by Ashley Thayer with 28 and Noah Johnson with 14. The Termites' Riley Jacobson had 11 and Jared Dow had 10. Both Ashley Thayer and Riley Jacobson tied in a three-point competition with 13 points each. In the 6:30 game, WCCU 53, the 608 41. WCCU is led by Matt Hatfield with 13, Connor Ellenson 12, Aaron Hipsch had 11. The 608 led by Alec Adsett and Kyle Muller, who shared the lead with 10 points apiece. In the championship game, Stanek Construction held off WCCU 50-42. Stanek Construction's Ashley Thayer had 17 points in that game, Grant Stittleberg 11, and Noah Johnson 10. For WCCU, they were led by Devin Schmitz with 23, and Caleb Olson had 9 points. The top stories on the state scene, the arrival of new players and the dismissal of longtime Packer favorites. The Packers were the busiest team in NFL free agency Monday, even though the market doesn't officially open until tomorrow. The biggest move appears to be the signing of the top safety available, Xavier McKinney, to a four-year deal worth $68 million. Stars like left tackle David Bakhtiari and running back Aaron Jones were released. Jones will be replaced by former Raiders running back Josh Jacobs. Offensive lineman John Runyon Jr. signed with the Giants, and safety Darnell Savage signed with the Jaguars. The biggest move by another team was the four-year deal Atlanta signed with quarterback Kirk Cousins. Also, Saquon Barkley is joining the Eagles, and Brian Burns going to the Giants, apparently among the top moves. For the Packers, it was definitely a money-saving issue with Bakhtiari, and even Aaron Jones. They were unable to reach a new deal for Aaron Jones, and earlier it was Brian Gutekunst, Packer GM, being asked about money saving.
You know, we're working through all those contracts. That's part of us, and we just got the cap number, so now we're kind of like, you know, looking at all those things and how it fits and what's going to be best for our football team. But those are always hard decisions.
After missing more than a dozen games, Bucks shooting guard Chris Middleton could return to the lineup tonight against Sacramento. Coach Doc Rivers told reporters last weekend Middleton could be back today. His injury has turned out to be much more serious than it was believed originally. With Middleton out and despite the presence of Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard, the Bucks offense has dropped off. Middleton won't be in midseason form, but he will have about a month to get there before the playoffs start. They are playing better together, according to head coach Doc Rivers.
Big Dame and Giannis. I just think the combination, you know, I don't even look at them as one. You know, I think the combination of them is what creates all the action.
Rivers talked about taking over midseason.
Well, the philosophy is win. I mean, that's why you jump into something like this. But it was with the right group of guys, honestly. Again, I keep using the words adults, very mature, and at a place where they all want to win. If we can get it right, which I think we will, I believe that, then we're going to be very tough to beat.
The Bucks get back to action this evening. In the NBA last night, Detroit won 14, Charlotte 97, Phoenix 117, Cleveland 111, Dallas 127, Chicago 92, Golden State over San Antonio 112-102, Denver 125, Toronto 119, Boston over Portland 121-99. From the NHL, the Rangers 3-1 over New Jersey, St. Louis 5, Boston 1, Winnipeg 3, Washington nothing, Los Angeles 3-0 over the Islanders. Some other notes in sports. The Packers weren't the only professional team starting the week with a busy couple of days. The Brewers report they are sending closer Devin Williams to a spine specialist to see what can be done about his aching back. A second opinion will be sought. For now, the team reportedly isn't over concerned about the problem. Milwaukee also sent top prospect Jefferson Kiro to AAA. Chris Roller, Bradley Blolock, and Wes Clark, Sam Carlson, Evan McKendry, Tobias Myers, and Carlos Rodriguez were assigned to minor league camp. Badger guard John Blackwell has won his fourth Big Ten Conference Freshman of the Week award for the season. He averaged 17.5 points and 6 rebounds as Wisconsin split a pair of games. Blackwell hit more than 62% of his shots from the field. He has served as an offensive spark plug for Coach Greg Gard's team as the season progressed. Blackwell is expected to be named to the All-Freshman team. The Badgers are seeded 5th in the Big Ten Conference tournament. They meet the winner of the Maryland-Rutgers game Thursday in Minneapolis. B.J. Freeman scored 27 to guide number 6 seed Milwaukee to an 82-75 victory over 5th seed Northern Kentucky in the semifinals of the Horizon League tournament. Milwaukee will play top seed Oakland in the championship game on Tuesday with an automatic NCAA tournament berth going to the winner. Trey Robinson scored a career-high 33 for the Norse. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on WRCO Sports.
Save big during the annual filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center and Boscobel, now through March 15th. Hi, this is John. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on Napa Gold filters. We'll have hydraulic oil and grease on sale too, plus many unadvertised specials. Don't miss it, the filter sale, now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscobel.
Five exciting championship games highlighted the girls' basketball state tournament over the weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISPSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
What a weekend it was for girls basketball at the Rush Center in Green Bay, which saw a 10,000 person boost in attendance this season. The fans got their money's worth, including some incredible games on Championship Saturday. In Division 1, Arrowhead outlasted Nina 69-59 as sophomore Natalie Cusso was tremendous with 26 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals. It helped overcome a big performance by Nina's Allie Zabel, who had 35 points in the title game after a 40-piece in the semifinals. The UConn recruit was named the WBCA Ms. Basketball earlier in the week. For the third straight year, Notre Dame and Pewaukee met in the Division II championship game, but Pewaukee got the upper hand this time in a 60-52 victory, ending Notre Dame's run of three straight championships. Edgewood edged out Xavier to claim the Division III title 55-52. Laconia was a repeat winner in Division IV, taking down Cuba City 47-43. The Division V title game was a thriller, going to overtime, as Albany Monticello rallied from a 5-point deficit with 30 seconds left in regulation to force the extra period. There, the Space Stallions would claim the championship in the co-op's first season of existence as the 4 seed won 57-54. This has been a WISPSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISPSports.net.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
But I find holy redemption when I put this car in
Maren Morris on WRCO and my church. We're at 53 degrees in Richland Center at 825. Coming up, some notes on today, entertainment-wise, and our trivia question of the day, which can net you a great prize from E.T. Foods. That's up in a few minutes. Right now, Chase Rice.
Working like a dog, it's got me dog tired. Pushing 12-hour days, pulling all damn nighters. But come 5 o'clock, I'm the hell out of here. Man, it's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer, yeah. Thank God for the end of the week, hallelujah. For some hell-bent people, wanna burn right through. Couple kegs in the bag, let's tap them into gear. Man, it's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Line them up, up, throw them down, down. Now we don't need much, just another damn round. Man, it's abracadabra, they all disappear. It's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Megan's single again, cause her and her friends, they swinging like a wrecking ball when they came in. Drinking so loud the whole bar could hear. Man, it's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Light 'em up, up, throw 'em down, down. Now we don't need much, just another damn round. Man, it's abracadabra, they all disappear. It's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. In the crosshairs like an old red rider. When it comes to a pop top, it's a ready aim fire. Crack a can, that's some damn music to my ears. It's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Light 'em up, up, throw 'em down, down. Now we don't need much, just another damn round. Man, it's abracadabra, they all disappear. It's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Light 'em up, up, throw 'em down, down. Now we don't need much, just another damn round. Man, it's abracadabra, they all disappear. It's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. We'll be right back.
That's Exile on WRCO, one they released late last year, and a little rough around the edges. Politicians are closing in on the required number of votes needed to pass federal legislation that requires AM radios in every new car. The prevalence of AM broadcast radio has dipped in recent decades as more listeners turn to other options, but a large bipartisan group of lawmakers believe saving the AM dial is critical to public safety, especially in rural America, and they want to ensure access to car radios and that way to communicate. So, amen. Sounds like it's going a little bit closer to kind of forcing the issue there. But what I wonder is, how much money does it actually take to put an AM radio in a car these days? I'm sure it's just some little chip or something. It probably costs like 10 cents to include AM in the big package that they have now, you know, the big sound system in car radios. It's basically everything, including navigation and all that stuff. So how much does it actually save them to not put an AM radio in? I'm thinking not a lot. Also, Paul McCartney, the Eagles, and Sheryl Crow will play a little bit of a tribute concert in honor of Jimmy Buffett in Los Angeles on April 11th. The lineup also includes Jon Bon Jovi, along with Jackson Browne, Brandi Carlile, Kenny Chesney, Eric Church, Jack Johnson, Jake Owen, and Pitbull. The Coral Reefer Band also performs. Buffett died in September. Also performing that day will be Zach Brown Band. They had a hit back in 2011 with Jimmy Buffett himself.
Gonna put the world away for a minute, pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world, trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Sent me back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Cause now I'm deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me. It's a sweet, sweet life, living by the salty sea. One day you could be as lost as me. Change your geography. Maybe you might be. In the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack of lines. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.
Zach Brown Band featuring Jimmy Buffett. It is 23 minutes before 9.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all. But not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
It's apple sipping season at A&W, the perfect time to enjoy one of our new apple pie shakes. Each sip feels like fall in a mug. A delicious combination of apples, spices, and vanilla soft serve. Come on in and get to sipping, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
It's the 53rd Annual Sales Fair at Nelson Anchor Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Saturday, March 16th through Sunday, March 24th. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable prices on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get an $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 16th through the 24th at Nelson Anchor Center, downtown Viroqua.
20 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, the trivia question of the day for a Tuesday morning is sponsored by ET Foods. They're not fancy, but they're friendly.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Some great buys coming your way. Cod loin, $7 a pound. Organic Triscuit crackers with sea salt, 9-ounce box, $2.25. Jimmy Dean sage pork sausage, $2.25 each, two for $4, or a case of 12 for $22.50. Stovetop stuffing, $1 a box. Tostino's pizza rolls, 15-count box, two flavors to choose from, $1.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
The winning answer today wins great prize from ET Foods. Which of the following country stars never appeared on Hee Haw? Which one of the following? Was it A, Toby Keith, B, Garth Brooks, C, Alan Jackson, or D, Clint Black? Which of those never appeared on the classic television show, a documentary in Arkansas, Hee Haw, Henry Bray's favorite show, 608-647-4155.
The headlights, I'm a mama's boy, I'm a fist fight, kind of county light, kind of cold beer, little hat down, little John Deere, I kind of give a damn, I kind of don't care, you see the girl standing right there, she loves a small town boy like me, she's my ride or die, baby, she's my cool.
cool, she my crazy, she's my laid back in the front seat. She my with me till the end, girl, my turning up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me.
She likes my old boots, likes to slow dance to some old school. She take a full moon, a world of city nights, and I ain't scared to get all up in them bright lights. Yeah, I can smooth it out, I can stink it up. I guess that's why she can't get enough of a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy, she's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl, I'm turning up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She loves a small town boy like me. I'm a rock star, she ain't gonna ever lose a small town boy like me. I'm a ride or die, baby, I'm a cool, I'm a crazy, I'm a laid back in the front seat. I'm so with you till the end, girl, let's turn it up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She loves a small town boy like me. Yeah, she loves a small town boy like me.
Congrats to our winner today, Mickey Moore. Nice job. Which of the following country artists never appeared on Hee Haw? Well, you should have answered Toby Keith. A. But, you know, he's a little younger than those others, but really, he didn't miss it by much. So the final episode of Hee Haw aired in June of 1992, and Toby Keith came on the scene 1 year later, 1993. The others, though, all did appear. Some of the later versions of Hee Haw's show, a syndicated show at that point, including Garth Brooks, Alan Jackson, and Clint Black. And I'm not sure, but they probably all took their turn standing by the board fence that would slap them in the behind if they'd say something goofy. You know, that was always kind of the starring role. Or they got to sing with Archie Campbell and You Met Another and poof, You Were Gone, that whole thing. Yeah. But Toby Keith didn't get a chance to do that and add to his culture. So that is the right answer given us today by Mickey, who wins an awesome prize from our trivia sponsor, E.T. Foods. Speaking of Toby Keith, he even name drops Hee Haw and some of its cast members in this song, which came out in 2019.
Patsy Cline, we lost Tank at 29. Roy Acuff, Johnny Horton, dancing Bill Monroe. Woody Guthrie, Bob Wills, Spade Cooley, Kitty Wells, Jimmy Dean and Big John and old Hank Snow. Cut them down a weekend, I'll pretend in on that AM radio. That's country, bro. Yeah, that's country, bro. Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash, Porter Wagoner and the Hack, Farron Lefty, Roger Miller, King of the Road, Red Lynn and Tammy White, Buck and Don and Charlie Pride, Marty Robbins and the Possum, old George Jones. Heard them all growing up in Daddy's old farm truck, 8-track stereo. Hey, that's country, bro. You're gonna be country, you ought to know a little. And the
that's country, bro. Yeah, that's country, bro. Emmy Lou and Conway Twitty, Mama Mellon, Detroit City, Crystal Galen, Willie Whalen, David Allen Coe, Earl Thomas, City Rabbit, Shenandoah, Alabama, George Strait and Randy Travis, digging up bones. Salmon Hee-Haw singing in their overalls, Junior was a star of the show. That's country, bro. Yeah, that's country, bro. And Luke and Daisy Duke, Smokey and the Bandit 1 and 2, Jerry Eaton and Jerry Clower, Glenn Campbell's Good Time Hour, John Wayne and Marshall Dillon, Roy Rogers, Andy Griffith, Ben and Adam Hoss, and Little Joe, and Festus. That's country, bro. Yeah, that's country, bro. That's country, bro.
Toby Keith on WRCO FM 100.9. Get ready for a musical extravaganza like never before. Richland County Performing Arts proudly presents Symphony on the Rocks, returning to the Richland Center City Auditorium March 23rd. Brace yourself for an electrifying evening featuring classic rock like you've never heard it before. Picture an incredible rock band fronting a symphony orchestra, creating a sonic experience you won't find anywhere else. Prepare for a great playlist of songs from Queen, Foreigner, Led Zeppelin, Styx, The Beatles, Journey, The Who, and many, many more. This monumental event takes place in the historic Richland Center City Auditorium starting at 7 o'clock. This is the largest show yet, promising an unforgettable night of music. Tickets are only $35 and available at Napa Auto Parts, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Ameriprise offices, or online at eventbrite.com. Search SOTR for Symphony on the Rocks. Don't miss this incredible night. Join them for an evening of symphony and rock, all for a good cause. Proceeds will contribute to the restoration work at the historic City Auditorium. Symphony on the Rocks, returning to Richland Center, March 23rd.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is the time to get them. So bring your list together and come see us. Also great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. So stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is a one-stop power sports center with a commitment to quality customer service. It starts when you step in the door, and it never ends as long as you're a customer. From a snowblower to clear a short in-town driveway, to a UTV to enjoy a ride with family and friends, to a new Polaris slingshot, Triumph motorcycle, or hard-working Mahindra tractor, and a whole lot more. Jay's Power Center is a one-stop shop. Visit jayspowercenter.com or stop in today at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have moved to our amazing new location. We have no sign since city planning, zoning, and council all must approve a sign before we can put one up. We are on Sextonville Road, directly across the street from Simple Elegant Salon. do not know how long the signage will take, so look for the Simple Elegant Salon. We are across the street with plants in our windows. Chris and I would like to thank Sue and Greg Potesnik for remodeling their building to create our new pharmacy, and Doug Meyer for an exceptional craftsmanship in transforming the building to an incredible pharmacy. Same phone number, continued exceptional service. Rod still delivers, we still mail, and we're across the street from Simple Elegance. Thank you for letting us care for you.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
8 minutes before nine, we'll be welcoming in some more community friends on the morning show. A little variety today, talking about nutrition in the area, and also a little bit of music as well in the second half. So we look forward to bringing that your way a little bit later on today. Bauer Gunnell Dalton, VFW Post 2267, will have its monthly business meeting starting at 6:30 tonight at the American Legion Post 13 building in Richland Center. Before the business meeting, the first, second, and third place winners for the Patriots Pen and Voice of Democracy will be read, along with certificates and checks presented by the Post and Auxiliary. For more information, call 608-647-4884. Yesterday, they had parent-teacher conferences in the Ithaca School District, and some of the youngsters were at the daycare, and I was quizzing them. I said, aren't you a little bit nervous? Your parents are going to go and then come back and, you know, kind of lay down the law to you. They're like, no, why would we be? Well, I don't know, because I always was. And they're like, well, that's you. And well, I know, but boy, that was always a nervous, queasy time for me when mother and sometimes dad, but mostly mother, would go to the parent-teacher conferences, and I would hide out hoping that the smoke would clear before supper time. But it never did. No. But now, as I've said before, some of the things they marked on the report kind of get paid for, so life has a way of working out. This is Lady A.
I'm the ice, you're the Yeti. I'm the bolt stereo, you're the petty. I'm the dance floor, you're confetti. Always up when I'm down, always ready.
You can take a worry, flip it into a song. Still, I'm singing along. I forget that there was ever anything wrong. How do you do it, babe?
You put the Ray-Bans over my eyes. You put the blue back up in my sky. On the beach or the breeze, and you put me in my summer state of mind. Summer, summer. Doesn't matter if it's 10 below, like a magic trick with the switch on.
Into a tiki bar. It's like June and July. Go wherever you are, and wherever you are is where I wanna be. When you're shining, shining on me.
You put the Ray-Bans over my eyes. You put the blue back up in my sky. On the beach or the breeze, and you put me in my summer state of mind. Doesn't matter if it's 10 below, like a magic trick with the switch off.
54 WRCO Studios as we head toward maybe 70 later on today. How about that for the month of March? And I told somebody yesterday, everything does kind of average out. So I'm thinking, you know, sometime this summer, I'm going to be complaining how cold it is. I hope not. I hope not. Happy Trails time next. This is Chad Brock.
She moved into my old apartment. That's how we got this whole thing started. She called and said that I had mail waiting there for me. I told her that I'd come and get it. How could I know in just a minute that I'd be standing face to face with my own destiny? Oh, and we sat there talking just like we were old friends. Oh, then I asked her, can I see you again? She said yes, and I said wow. She said when, and I said how about it right now, love? Can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in faith, and she said yes. Days flew by just like a fast train, and nothing else has been on my brain except the thought of how she makes me the man I wanna be. She's the one I want for a million reasons. Loving her is just like breathing. It's easy and it's obvious. She was made for me. Much to my surprise, she said yes, and I said wow. She said when, and I said how about right now, love? Can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in faith, and she said yes.